Hi, I'm Simon, and this is the CrowdPress Podcast. The year is coming to an end, but we're already smack in the middle of WordCamp Europe season 2026. Yesterday, the WordCamp Europe team announced the first batch of tickets available on their website. And this is the perfect opportunity to sit down and have a chat with Luca. He is in the organizing team and over the last couple of years was one of my contacts as a media partner for WordCamp Europe. So we sat down, had this fun little conversation. I hope you enjoy it. Okay, wow, this is exciting. I think this is the earliest WordCamp Europe interview I've done, like, except for the lead organizer of next year, because we're recording this on December 16th. And usually I wait with those until I'm like officially a media partner. But since my track record since 2017 was quite okay, I thought like, I'll just pretend like I'm there already and start talking to people. Luca, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you for inviting me.
I'm excited to talk to you today because we have quite a lot of things to touch upon. And I would like to start with your, I almost called it a job because I think it sometimes feels like that, your role in the organizing team of WordCamp Europe 2026. You will be the co-team lead for the communications, marketing, and PR team. Congratulations, first of all. Tell me something about your team.
Well, I really think that some days this is a proper job. But obviously, at the same time, it's contribution, so I'm very willing to do that. Yes, I'm co-lead of comms team of communication, marketing, and PRs, but let's just call it comms team. It's easier for everybody. And comms team is, I think, the biggest team since ever among the WordCamp Europe organization. There's a proper reason for this, because the communication team takes care of different aspects of communication. Communication means a lot of things, you know. So we are taking care basically of social media, mainly of social media, public relation, and content creation. In fact, the way we organize our marketing and comms team is having sub-teams within the proper team. Mm-hmm. So basically, the comms team has two leads, as you said. Ellie is my co-lead for comms team. And it's a decision that we took years after year after year, because having just one person taking care of the whole team is quite challenging. So we have two co-leads, and this year we're going to have 12. We already have 12 people working for it. And these 12 people are divided among the sub-teams I just mentioned. So content, social media, and PR. If you want to go in details on what they do, basically, quickly,
yeah,
because otherwise we're going to spend like one hour for each sub-team. The social media team takes care of managing all the social media channels for WordCamp Europe officially.
That makes sense.
Taking care doesn't mean like answering questions or just posting stuff, but creating a content plan for the social media channels and also filming, for example, videos that we are going to publish on each channel. Also, during the event itself, we are having people around. You probably experienced that. You are going to see marketing team going around for the whole venue trying to make and record videos with people attendees making questions. So this is the social media team taking care of. The content team takes care of creating blog posts for the WordCamp Europe website and blog, and takes care of the newsletters that you are receiving every week or every month. Oh, sorry about that. I just need to say that this year, specifically, Simon already knows that, this year we are making some changes in the emailing system we are using. So that's the reason why we are a bit in delay in sharing some information and communication through email. Don't worry about that. If you have been a previous attendee of WordCamp Europe or a sponsor or a speaker, don't worry about that. We are going to communicate with you everything we are doing starting from January for sure. So just wait for that. This is an important note for you all. And the last sub-team is the public relation. The public relation sub-team takes care mainly of the relationship with media partners.
That's why it's my favorite team, yeah.
Yeah, that obviously, I know that. So what they do, basically, they take care of the relation with the media partners. They make sure that media partners at WordCamp Europe has everything they need. If you remember, a couple of years ago, I think I was your media partner person, something like that. You remember that?
I do remember that.
And we were working together
yeah.
in having your interviews with the audience, the speakers, so on. So, yeah. And that was my very first role in the WordCamp Europe organization. Because before that, I only attended WordCamp Europe's or mm-hmm. WordCamps around the world, but it was not into the organization.
So this is your third rodeo then?
Yeah, as an organizer, yes. I'm attending WordCamp Europe. I think the first one was in 2017, something like that.
Oh, wow.
God.
Paris.
Yeah, it was like 9 years ago.
That was my first time as a media partner.
Oh, you, okay. That's nice. That's nice. So, yeah, I actually started being an organizer when we had the first WordCamp Europe in Italy. I'm Italian. Probably the accent is very... you can understand it by my accent, but... Yeah, when WordCamp Europe was in Turin, mm-hmm. 24, sorry about that. I just decided to try that and get into the organization because I was very willing to contribute not only to the local community, the Italian community, you know, but the European one or maybe the global one. And after that, this is the third year I'm in the communication team. Last year, just to talk about myself a bit, if you wish. So last year, I got into the marketing team once again, or the comms team, call it as you wish. And after some internal changes, the global leads last year asked me to take care of co-leading comms team starting in January because of some, as I said, some changes that we had internally. And this year, I just said myself, okay, it's stressful, yes. It takes a lot of time, yes. But at the same time, it gives you back a lot of energy, a lot of inspiration. You learn a lot. You get a lot from other people contributing to WordCamp Europe. So I really wanted to do this again since the beginning as mm-hmm. a co-lead. And I applied and they selected me and here I am.
While we're on this more personal note, how much time does it take to be even like a co-lead in the teams for WordCamp Europe?
It really, really depends on the team you are working on.
In your case?
In my case, I don't want to scare anybody, but I would say 2 hours per day, something like that.
Bleep that out, okay?
So now let's say that it really depends on the period because when you kick off everything, you are full of tasks, then you can have many people taking care of different tasks, so you have less job to do. And then again, when the event itself approaches, that's the scary moment.
And also during the event.
During the event, probably you will never see me.
I do.
You do. But all the other people probably don't see me because what comms team does during the event itself is just locking ourselves in a room, the so-called comms room, and work on communication from that room. And that's super fundamental and important. The only people that you're going to see are the social media people going around trying to mm-hmm. contribute and creating content along with the photography team.
So you have organizing this gigantic event, and then you do not really get to experience it yourself because you're locked in a little room somewhere.
Yes, that's the downside of the...
That sounds like a brilliant deal. Why not more people doing this?
So let me just say that this is a very specific situation for the comms team.
Yeah.
This does not happen to all the teams. Luckily for them, all the other teams, or most of the other teams, are experiencing the event during the wall time event takes place. But the comms team, I mean, you need to have comms team take care of the communication in every single minute of the event to solve some communication problems on social media, some specific requests, some complaints, some issues. So we need to be there all the time.
Very timely job. Okay, thank you. I think that was a good insight into what your team does. And I'm only half joking when I'm saying it's one of my favorite teams at WordCamp Europe.
I thought you were serious.
I have to say that. I know people in other teams as well. Okay, let's zoom out a little bit again and take a look at WordCamp Europe as a whole. Because WordCamp Europe in 2026 is coming to Poland. and to Krakow specifically. Let's talk about that. I interviewed Sebastian, the local lead, ahead of the 2025 edition. My info is like half a year old by now.
Mm-hmm.
I guess some things have changed. One thing that hasn't changed, though, is the date. Luca, when will we be in Krakow?
Yeah, the event is going to take place from the 4th of June 2026 until the 6th of June 2026, meaning that the first day, as usual, is going to be Contributor Day, while the 5th and the 6th is going to be the actual event with all the lectures and the sponsors area and everything that you love about WordCamp Europe.
I took the chance this June to visit Krakow because I knew it was coming up and there was a local WordCamp there. So I can say the venue looks really, really cool. I've stood outside the venue, like pressing my face to the glass, looking in. It's really, really fancy. Can you tell us a bit more about what's in store for us there? How many people are you planning with? Anything new about this next edition of WordCamp Europe?
Well, I can't share any specific information right, but actually, the location is amazing, as you said. I mean, the actual location called ICE, the city is beautiful, is amazing. So we are going to prepare a lot of guides for people coming at WordCamp Europe Krakow. We really think that it's important for people to get to know the city itself and what to do. About WordCamp Europe, this year, we want to invest a lot in education. So what we are planning along with the inviting universities from Krakow at WordCamp Europe is also having some specific moments dedicated to education.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that we always do, obviously, but the investment of this year is specifically on that section. There's nothing I can share right now, but
I can see it.
Just wait for it. I mean, it's still early. We are in December, but just wait couple of months and you're gonna get some news from the comms team and the whole organization. But now it's gonna be amazing. We are, to answer your question about attendees, we are really expecting to have around 3,000 people this year. That's our goal. So, and we do believe we can easily reach that number, even because the city itself is very attractive. Let me also say that it's also cheap in general compared to other cities. So maybe people are more attracted and it's inviting for people to get there. So at the same time, we decided to keep the prices for the tickets as every year, 50 euros. So this is very, very important because obviously everything is getting more expensive and more expensive everywhere in the world. But we decided to keep the price as always, because we truly believe that the experience of WordCamp Europe must be affordable for everybody in the community.
In the past, ticket prices for WordCamps have been capped at 25 bucks a day. Has this guideline from WordCamp Central changed, or is that still in place?
No, actually. I mean, we don't have restrictions right now. I mean, if we decide
fancy you
that we want, I mean, as far as I know, but yes, we don't have specific restrictions. If for any budget needs, we have to set the price of the tickets to 100 euros,
mm-hmm.
1 million euros. We can even propose that. That's not a problem. Obviously, it's going to be a problem for the event itself, but we could have decided. To be honest, we could have decided, we thought about that, to increase a bit the price of the tickets. But in the end, when we voted about this, most of the people, basically everybody, in the end decided to just keep the price at 50 euros because that's what we really think, that the experience of WordCamp needs to be affordable for everybody. And that's great.
That's really nice to hear. And I think Krakow will be a big factor in this as well, especially compared to Basel. Don't get me wrong, I loved being in Basel. It was a really cool experience. But hotel prices and general cost of living in Krakow is slightly different from Basel. And even like in a walking distance of a couple of minutes around the venue, I think there are four or five hotels at vastly different price points.
Yes.
At least as of last week when I last checked. So I think there will be a lot of affordable options for people.
I loved Basel. Like every other city, we have had work in Europe, but it's objective that Poland and Krakow is more affordable, and this is gonna be a good thing for having more people that are interested in visiting the city, visiting the country, and also obviously attending Work Camp Europe with affordable prices. So we truly believe that this year we are gonna meet all the goals in terms of attendance that we set.
Then to wrap things up, because we're already well into this, what I thought to be like a 10-minute conversation.
Wow.
Let's mention all the stuff people can do today already. Of course, like book your trip to Krakow. There's, by the way, really cool train options from Berlin starting in early 26. It's a really quick train connection. Just dropping this here for everyone interested. What calls are open at the moment? What kind of submissions are you already accepting? Let's walk through those.
I really invite people to have a look at the website, Work Camp Europe 2026. We have three calls right now that are open. First one, a call for speakers that's going to end the 31 of January 2026.
Mm-hmm.
So end of January. The day after, the other call, the call for media partners, in which you probably are interested a bit, is gonna end. So you still have the whole month of January to apply for being a media partner or being a speaker. I really invite people to at least have a look and try to understand which are the benefits to apply for being a speaker or a media partner, because there's a lot of benefits that comes from that. The third call open is the call for sponsors. Obviously, all contribute to the organization of this event, but we really need to sponsor and support the event so that we can still make affordable prices for the tickets. We can still give you all those fantastic engagements and activities that we make at Work Camp Europe. The call for sponsors right now does not have a specific deadline. That's because we usually keep it open until May, which means 1 month before the actual event. So, yeah.
But supplies are limited. There will not be...
Absolutely, yes. There are some restrictions, some limited numbers. So we have different levels of sponsorships, and you have to take a look and see what's still available. So the sooner, the better.
Definitely. Yeah. Okay, cool. Haven't done all three, speaker, sponsor, and media partner over the last couple of years. I can recommend all of these activities at Work Camp Europe. They're all fun. And there will be more calls, of course, to come, like a call for volunteers, I guess, is in the books again, if we're following the usual Work Camp playbook. And those will be on the website, I guess, over the next couple of months, spread out.
Yes.
To all calls open already, I'll add links in the show notes so everyone interested can click right through to them. Also available now are the first couple of tickets for attendees. $50, that's a good deal, judging from the last couple of years. So the first couple hundred of those are available now, and there's more to come, but... getting those locked in early has some nice perks, like knowing you'll be there and being able to book hotel and travel and all of that.
Thanks a lot. It was fun. It was fun. And I'm always willing to share information about WordCamp because we put our hands and our hearts in this organization, and we are happy doing that. So, yeah.
Yeah, then the important final question is, where are we going to be in 27?
I don't know. Or maybe I know.
Oh, you can't blame me for trying. Okay.
No. But you will see. As you perfectly know, you will know where Work Camp Europe 2027 is going to be at the end of 2026 edition. Close your remark. You have to wait for it.
And I will have an interview with the next lead ready in time for that, because that is my sport for Word Game Europe. No one ever tells me where this thing is happening the next year round, and I always have to figure it out on my own. And I think the organizing team does this.
For tricking you, making fun of you. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Okay. No worries, though. I just had to try. Thank you so much. Thank you for taking the time in a busy time leading up to the end of the year. I will see you around soon. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great holiday. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.